You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Health experts have urged the government to do more to vaccinate young people against the meningococcal disease. In 2019, 139 New Zealanders had the disease, with 10 people dying of it. Although the vaccination is currently funded for young people living in close contact accommodation, the Meningitis Foundation says that for others, the vaccine's $400 cost is too high. Louis spoke to the Meningitis Foundation, Andrea Brady, about meningococcal and what further support the government needs to give. Louis began by asking Andrea to explain the disease's risks to young people.
Meningitis is an uncommon but a very severe disease that can kill people within 24 to 48 hours. The main form is a bacterial meningitis, and one of the most common causes of infection is the meningococcal bacteria. So when we talk about meningitis and meningococcal disease, sometimes they are meaning one and the same. Now, there's a number of different forms of meningococcal bacteria that affect people across New Zealand, and they're called different types or different strains. So there's group A, B, C, W, and Y. And meningococcal B and meningococcal W are the main ones within New Zealand that affect our population. Looking at some of the recent statistics, in 2019, there were 139 cases of meningococcal disease in New Zealand and 10 deaths. Now, some of those were caused by meningococcal group B, but also a significant number were caused by the group W strain.
So the vaccination for meningococcal, what's needed?
Okay, so
what's necessary about this?
There isn't any one vaccine that can protect you against all different forms of meningococcal disease. There are two key vaccines. One is called Bexsero, One is called Bexsero, which is used against the meningococcal B vaccine. And the other is called Menectra, which is protecting against meningococcal A, C, W, and Y strains, all in the same vaccine. So it's really important that when people talk about getting vaccinated for meningococcal disease, that they consider both vaccines, because only one works for B and the other hits the next most common, which is W.
And so I guess I understand that currently vaccination, which is funded and covered by the government, only includes 13 to 24 year olds at boarding schools, university halls, military or in prison. Do you think that there's a need for people not living in large close contact accommodation to get vaccinated and to be funded for that vaccination?
We're actually calling on government to expand the access to the Menectra vaccine. That's the one that protects against meningococcal A, C, W, and Y. At the moment, it only protects or is given to those that are in 13 to 25-year-old age group that are in a close living quarters, whether it be boarding schools, tertiary education, halls of residence, military barracks, or prisons. But we are calling on the government to ensure that every teenager is protected from meningococcal disease, not just those that are in that small specific group of individuals.
Why exactly do you think that more people need to be vaccinated against this?
Meningococcal disease doesn't discriminate. It doesn't have a particular demographic that it will target. It can affect anyone at any time in their life. And the most recent reports that we have had of people that have died have been in that 13 to 25-year-old age bracket, and teenagers at the peak of their life, living their life to the fullest and unfortunately struck down within 24 to 48 hours. So our call, the Meningitis Foundation's call to the New Zealand government, is to actually make this vaccine free of charge to every teenager before they leave school.
Has there been any indication, I guess, from the government as to why funding hasn't been provided for all meningococcal vaccines yet?
The government's made a great first step in providing the ACWY vaccine for the 13 to 25-year-olds that are in those close living quarters. But I don't believe they've gone far enough in making it more broadly available to all teenagers. I think they're one step down the track. They've also provided a catch-up program that is only open until the end of November this year for those that are in their second or third or fourth years at the university. But not everyone has the chance to go to university, and there are still high-risk individuals that aren't at boarding school or tertiary education or going into the armed forces. So it really is about providing equity of access for all teenagers and making sure that no other family has to experience the death of a teenager to this disease.
Yeah, and I guess equity of opportunity is something I did want to talk about, because it's $400 to get one of the vaccines. Do you think that because of the cost, there may be differential impacts based on income and wealth?
To pay for the vaccines on the private market, when you go to your GP, it's about $150 per dose. And in some cases, there are a number of doses that are required. So it can cost up to $400 to have an individual fully vaccinated for both B and ACW and Y. And it certainly sets up access inequities across our communities. There are lots of people for that $400 just simply is not affordable. But it's a difficult one because it's putting a price on the life of our teenagers. And I know that when you talk to families who have been impacted by meningococcal disease and have lost a loved one, they would have done anything to have ensured that their child was vaccinated. And part of that also comes down not just to cost and availability and access, but awareness about the disease and about the fact that there is vaccines available to protect people from this disease.
So do you think that there's enough education in not just young people, but families as well, about the risks of meningococcal and the need for vaccinations?
I don't think we've gone far enough in New Zealand to make people aware of the disease, meningococcal disease, as well as making them aware that the vaccine is available to a small group of individuals, but more broadly available through your GP on the private market. What we're asking is not just for the government to widen access to the vaccines, but also to help us make people aware that this is a vaccine-preventable disease and vaccines are available to provide the best form of protection against infection.
Yeah, and I guess moving a bit more broadly, but New Zealand has one of the highest rates of meningococcal in the OECD. Do you think that this is solely because of our lack of education, the need for, and that people have to pay for the vaccinations? Or are there other factors at play as well?
There may be a range of other factors that are associated with the rates that we're seeing in New Zealand, but the main one absolutely is the fact that we don't have universal access to those vaccines in New Zealand like we do, like the other countries do. So the most important factor in reducing disease rates within meningococcal disease across the globe is actually access to vaccines.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.